Locker room chats continue here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamil. We got the Riverside girls basketball coach. That is Craig Burns joining us. It is brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. The Cyclones coming out of the holiday break, a 36-31 loss at home to Oskaloosa last Friday. Coach, take us back to that one and just a few keys from it and some overall thoughts and takeaways.
For one, the same thing that keeps hitting us is we can't put the ball in the basket. I mean, we get outside 15 feet, seem like we're struggling tough, which and that makes it hard. You know, it makes it hard to keep up that defensive intensity because, you know, you kind of like crawling up that sandy hill. So, but on a good note, our defense is coming along. We're kind of covering up some of the responsibilities that we was missing earlier in the year. So that is real good to see. And main thing right now is just trying to get some offense, generate some offense somehow. So
yeah, it's obviously tough, especially this week with, you know, no game on Tuesday and, you know, practices are kind of hindered a little bit and you're trying to navigate the postponements and the cancellations. How challenging is that for you and your staff just to kind of work through that this week?
Well, it's real challenging, you know, because the shooting and then also what comes into play is the conditioning. So right before a break, you know, seemed like we was starting to put things together. Our conditioning was coming together and, you know, game conditioning and things of that nature. And then all of a sudden we hit the break, had a bad timing for us, I thought. And then now we're hitting all this cancellation, not being able to practice, not being able to, you know, get in our conditioning and things of that nature. So everybody's probably dealing with it. So we'll just have to keep plugging away, you know, just like one of my mentors, a coach, told me that, well, you know, when you're losing, the head coach is responsible. So I got to figure out something. I got to figure it out. That's what I get paid to do. So we'll keep at it.
Well, we're scheduled for a game on Friday at Jackson Heights. You know, they've been, you know, a little bit down this year, and they're coming off a loss, or I should say, yeah, they're coming off a loss to Horton from last Friday. What can you tell us about Jackson Heights and just kind of the expectations for this matchup on Friday?
Oh, I don't know. I just got through looking at some film just real quick, and I'm like, man, they look pretty good. So, I mean, and one thing I noticed about them, you know, they have that culture, you know, up there, and the team, the game I was watching, they was getting beat, but I didn't see the score. And if you watch their bench was up and clapping and yelling. And I was like, man, you know, that is nice to see right there. You know, you couldn't even tell they was losing. And so with that, you're going to have girls that are playing hard. So that's one thing we're going to have to look out for. Look like they have a little bit of height. Number 23, she looks pretty athletic, and they have some players that can handle the ball. So it's going to be a challenge, you know, especially if we don't start scoring the bucket. So we're going to have to put our nose down and dig in and see what we can come up with.
Coach, one more thing before we get you out of here, and we appreciate it as always. We highlighted one of your former players in Taylor Weiser, who's been very good at Central Missouri over the last couple of weeks. I think the last four games, she's averaging about 18 points, 10 rebounds. She had 6 blocks in a game a couple of weeks ago. And obviously making that transition from this level of high school ball to that level collegiately. Are you keeping track with her at all and what you're seeing, you know, what she's doing at Central Missouri, and just how fun is it to see your girls, you know, go from that side of it to compete at the next level and do it at a high level so quickly?
Oh, so proud of that young lady and what she's doing. You know, I've watched her work hard, and I'm kind of getting choked up, really. But I've watched her work hard for 2 years, you know, and just the people around her, you know, she didn't have basketball players around her. You know, Hallie, she was a softball player, you know, so she didn't have somebody to go in and play one-on-one with or shoot around with a lot. So she did a lot of that on her own. And you can see coming to fruition now where, you know, her hard work is paying off in her college, her first year. So I'm just really proud of her. Matter of fact, I sent her a message this morning. I always told her last year, I said, hey, I want you to do the mic and drill every day, you know.
Yeah.
And she was like, she kind of looked at me and I was like, those baskets around, you know, when you're around the basket, it should be a bucket, you know, either you reverse, forward, whatever. That should be something simple. So I sent that to her, so I'm waiting for a response back.
Might be a little busy right now, but the real ones know the mic and drill. For sure, no doubt about it. But great stuff. That is Craig Burns, the Riverside girls basketball coach. They're back to it on Friday on the road at Jackson Heights. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, man. Appreciate what you do for Kansas sports, Northeast Kansas sports, and may God bless.